really important, Molly, because when we come home after 4 to 5 to 6 months in space, our muscles and our bones are going to be a lot weaker. So we exercise to try to keep them as strong as we can so that when we come home, we don't injure ourselves or get permanently hurt due to our weakened condition. So we want to rehabilitate as quickly as possible. Over. Yes, Stephanie, we did have to learn some things I hadn't done before. One of those was soldering, and I learned how to solder on the ground, but I haven't had to use that skill on board, so it might take me a while to figure it out again. Over. I think the one thing that I learned, experience pays off. You have to work hard and you have to stay at it. So any goals that I set after I come home from being on the space station, I'll try to apply those same principles. Over. Yes, Serena, we orbit the Earth every 90 minutes, so we see a sunrise and sunset 16 times every day, and the colors are awesome. They're deep, dark blues and purples and bright oranges, yellows and reds. It's very gorgeous. Over. Well, Gunner, I think pretty well. They haven't tried to kick me off the station yet, so we have a good time. We laugh a lot, and we talk a lot, so it's a great place to live. Over. Well, Alex, right after hugging my wife and giving her a kiss and hugging my two kids, I want to have a Nebraska corn-fed T-bone steak with a baked potato. Over. No, Sam, it's actually a lot of fun to sleep in space. We float, so we climb into our sleeping bags, and that's how we stay against the wall. And I actually float and sleep with my head to the ceiling and my feet to the floor rather than laying on my back. Over. Andrew, you can get dehydrated in space just like you can on the ground, so we're encouraged by our doctors to drink a lot of fluids while we're in space. So we don't have that problem. You wouldn't want to have a kidney stone and be stuck up here in space. Over. Well, first, Molly, I'd yell a lot, and then it depends on what you were doing with the tool when you let go of it. Whatever force you had on that tool, that's what will make it go in a given direction. So it's possible that it could zip away from you and you have no idea where it went. Or if the force was small, it could be floating there right next to your hand. Over. I think, Stephanie, that it was pretty easy for me to have a family life and a personal life. You know, sometimes I had to make sacrifices, but most of the time I was able to go to my kids' ball games and my daughter's gymnastics and that sort of thing without any trouble. Over. I think, Ben, the thing that helped me the most was doing lots of different things. At a school like Ashland Greenwood, I could be in drama, I could be in the sports, I could be in science club, I could be in band and music, I could do all that stuff. And being well-rounded really helped me, I think, to become an astronaut. And I don't know what my next career goal will be. Maybe I'll have to run for the governor of Nebraska or something. Over. K0 Alpha Sierra Hotel, this is NA1SS. Do you read?